Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
On this Tuesday morning, June 8th, the weather's going to be just about like it was every June 8th, I would think, here. Highs of 90 degrees or so, plenty of humidity, a chance for spotty showers, and it's going to be miserable. And if you plan on doing anything outside for more than like 5 minutes, I would plan on taking a shower. The governor has signed the first sports wagering bill in Louisiana. John Stefanski, Louisiana State Representative, that I think this was his bill and had a lot to do with sports wagering, one of the three people in shepherding it through the legislature, joins us now. Good morning, John. How you doing? Nice to talk to you again.
Hey. Yeah, absolutely. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So take us through, again, the process, because it is a little bit convoluted and some people might need a little refresher course on this. We started with three different bills to put in place what John's going to tell you about right now. Give us a little thumbnail on that, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So three bills. Two are mandatory in order for this to be enacted. The other is kind of lined out. But you have the regulatory bill, so the bill that set the rules and regulations for who can have sports wagering and where and how can you play. That was Senate President Paige Cortez's bill. My bill was tax and a fee bill, which was mandated as well. You had to tax and fee sports wagering. So my bill did that, as well as included a lottery component, which will allow bars and restaurants to be able to participate. Then finally, you have Senator Rick Ward's bill, which appropriates the money. And so his bill actually spends the money from the 20 licenses. That bill is still working through the process. Senate President Cortez's bill is awaiting final approval on the Senate side, and my bill was just signed into law yesterday. So it looks like sports betting is all but a reality, and we just have a couple more steps.
When it comes to, and I learned this yesterday, I believe it's right, that the money will just go into the general fund. That bill does not have to necessarily be passed this session. Is that right, for us to be able to wager on sports if the second part of it, Paige Cortez's bill, gets passed and signed by the governor?
That's right. So if Senate President Cortez's bill gets signed, all the money just goes into the general fund, meaning that there's no dedications on it. There's been a big push, especially by the advocates for early childhood education, to make sure that some of that money gets dedicated to that cause. And so that right now, as it sits, 25% of the money, but not to exceed $10 million a year, would go into early childhood education. And then 10% would go to the locals. So 55 of the 64 parishes passed it. So we wanted to make sure that the locals had a stake in this. And then the rest is a minor amount on a couple other funds.
So at this point, in terms of derailment, that could not hold anything up, right? It would default to the general fund?
You're exactly right. So let's say Senator Ward's bill dies because we can't agree on how to spend the money. If that should happen, then the money simply just goes all into the general fund and gets used as any other money would that's undedicated.
All right, quick break. We'll pick it up here when we come back, and the representative will kind of show us what it would look like, presuming that it gets through the gaming control board in terms of betting. If those of us that are listening want to make a bet on sports, even during the game, what that would look like and how we would go about it. 8:20, time for traffic now on WWL. 8:24, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Tuesday morning, June 8th, talking to Representative John Stefanski about Governor Edwards signing your bill, right, John?
Yeah, my bill.
Yeah, and then the other one is Senator Paige Cortez's that has to make its way through. And do you see anything, and boy, I get nervous in these final days of the legislature, because who knows what can happen, right? It gets kind of wild and woolly, and a lot of things happen in the last hour sometimes. That's history. I don't think you can dispute that. Are you worried at all that anything will derail Paige Cortez's bill?
I'm not. And for, you know, I think you're normally right. There's all kind of crazy things that could happen. But in this case, the Senate president is waiting to concur basically on his bill on his side of the Senate. So, no, I don't think there's anything that could derail that bill from passing other than the Capitol magically disappearing overnight. But they and look, in the governor showing a willingness to sign my bill, which was probably the more aggressive bill, you know, it expanded sports betting into bars and restaurants. If he was willing to sign that, he's going to sign Senator Cortez's bill when it gets to him as well, I would have to guess. And so no, I'm not. And then also, like we talked about, Senator Ward's bill, if something would happen to that bill and it wouldn't pass, sports betting would still be legal here in Louisiana. So if those other elements go forward. So I'm confident we're going to see it. I'm excited. There's been a lot of work that's been put into sports betting, and so it's nice to see it all come to fruition.
Representative, we've grown to know each other. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your effort. But I got to tell you, you just jinxed the entire damn thing.
You're probably right.
Tell me,
you can put it on me if something happens, because it right. Could be a miracle if it doesn't.
I'm sitting here saying, don't say it. No, John, don't say it. No. What about the Gaming Control Board, fantasy betting, et cetera? Fine bunch of folks over there, but are you in contact with them? Have you spoken to them in advance about this? Is like, hey, guys, hi, how you doing, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, look, we're going to have this sports betting bill. If there's anything you can do, you know, to – how does that work? What's the procedure there?
No, absolutely. They were in committee. A few of the guys were in committee probably about a month ago, and we did have that conversation. I said, look, you know it's coming. Here's what it looks like. We think we have, obviously, with the Senate president's name on one of the elements, we think we have as good of a shot to pass as any year. And so they were aware of that, and they did specifically tell me, we have been preparing for it. We're ready to hit the ground running. They were instrumental in proposing some of these rules, specifically the rule that says they're immediately under emergency orders to get it done. So immediately out the gate, they have to treat this as like a top priority to start working on the rules. And then secondly, we gave them the ability to do a provisional license to some of these sports gaming providers, which means that you may see the mobile betting on your phone much quicker than being able to actually go into a casino and bet.
All right, so let's take a quick look at it in terms of Tommy wants to make a bet on the Saints game. At what point do you think I'll be able to do that in this season? Not specifically game, but, you know, maybe like a month or something like that. And I would be able to do it after downloading an app on my phone, and I could do it from my home?
Yeah, no, look, I would tell you, this is so difficult. I think the Senate president would probably tell you, hey, look at the Super Bowl, which obviously it would be in 2022. Mm-hmm. I am much more optimistic with this provisional language. And this, it scares me to say it, similar to what we were talking about earlier, but I think November, you know, October, November, I do think is realistic. And I said that about fantasy. We ran into all kind of trouble with fantasy, but I'll say it. I think with this provisional license, there is so much money on the table. I mean, there really is. There's so much money that these casinos and some of these bars and restaurants are going to be able to make. I think people are going to be pushing and pushing and pushing for this, much more so than the fantasy. So I think it does happen.
Thank you, sir. We got a little bad connection there, but I appreciate your time and all your efforts. John Stefanski, Louisiana State Representative, who just jinxed the entire sports wagering effort.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.